At Lake Tahoe, the tourism industry is a given. Now, for the first time since the 1930s, Lake Tahoe is open to commercial fishing. Nevada has given the green light to an entrepreneur to harvest crayfish. Kate McGee of member station KUNR in Reno reports it's a small business venture that could also prove useful to tourism.
The sun is still rising over the surrounding mountains as Fred Jackson and his nephew Justin Pulliam pilot their boat out onto Lake Tahoe. They cut bait and they set their traps.
All right, we're good. You can start anytime you want.
Scientists estimate there are around 300 million crayfish in Lake Tahoe. Jackson had the idea to harvest the lobster-like creatures as a small business. Right now, he says, he and his nephew are looking for the best fishing sites through trial and error.
As we move along and research tells us where to go, then we'll end up moving to a spot where we're going to hit it really hard. We'll go in, we'll soak the traps for 2 days, pull them back out, and bring the harvest back in.
Jackson is working with a wholesale company, Sierra Gold Seafood, which has around 30 local hotels, casinos, and restaurants interested in buying the crayfish. Sierra Gold expects that number to grow. B. Gorman is the president of the South Lake Tahoe Chamber of Commerce. She says Tahoe crayfish are a new product the chamber can market to tourists as a local food.
We don't grow anything up here. You know, it's hard to make a gourmet dish out of pine boughs. You know, we don't have pine tree oil. We don't have a lot of products.
The crayfish are more than a business opportunity. Harvesting them could also improve water clarity near the shore. Tahoe is famous for its clear, ice-blue water, but its clarity has diminished over time. It's a major concern to state and regional environmental agencies. Dr. Sudeep Chandra, a freshwater biologist at the University of Nevada, Reno, studies crayfish at Lake Tahoe.
These crayfish are like cattle in the landscape, where they're moving across the bottom of the lake grazing on algae.
Algae makes the lake cloudy, so it stands to reason that crayfish would improve lake clarity. But Dr. Chandra says that's not the case.
They can graze some algae down, but when they excrete their nutrients, they could stimulate algal production.
The crayfish project has received virtually zero criticism from local environmental groups because of its potential to clean the lake. But its impact on lake clarity overall depends on California lawmakers. Two-thirds of Lake Tahoe is in the state of California. The cost of environmental studies and permits has stalled legislation in the California Assembly. 48 hours after setting the traps, Fred Jackson and his nephew are back out on the lake to see what they've caught. Some traps have only a handful of crayfish, but others are full. The crayfish fill an entire bucket.
This is what we're looking for right here.
Pretty good.
The two men empty the traps and quickly head to shore, where the crayfish will soon be served up at a local casino buffet. For NPR News, I'm Kate McGee in Reno.